Hey guys, thanks for coming to the runoff. I have a little issue with what you're about to hear. When I first recorded this, I decided that I wanted to say the words basic chick. Now, as a lot of us do when we get with our family members and our best friends, we get a little carried away. And I thought it would be okay to use the term basic bitch as long as I wasn't referring to anybody. But then I got a little carried away and I said it a bit more times than I wanted to, and I used it in a way that really made me uncomfortable. I don't like to refer to women as bitches. I don't like when women are referred to as bitches, and I get a little out of hand just having fun sitting here with my best friend and my little sister recording. So I'm new to podcasting. You live and you learn. You have to have your experiences to learn from them, and I started to bleep it out, but then it got really distracting. So you're going to hear me say bitch a few times, and I just want you guys to know that I heard it, I listened to it, I didn't like it, and I will try not to let it happen again. And thank you for bearing with me while I grow in becoming a podcaster. Thanks, guys, for your consideration. Enjoy the show. You're recording this?
Yes.
You're such a jerk. Okay, guys. Well, welcome to the runoff. I'm Erica. I was just talking to my little sister, Brianna, which we're going to get to her in a minute. I'll introduce her to you guys. But I'm here with my producer, Richard.
What's up?
And we were trying to find topics about, you know, what we could talk about today. And I was doing research and I just thought, when the hell did I become so basic? Like, I can't think of anything to talk about. So I started researching on the topic basic, like maybe that's what the podcast is going to be about, just slipping up and realizing you're basic.
Okay.
So when I started searching for it, I mean, poor white girls, they was doing a good job at calling them out on their basicness, but they wasn't calling us out. And it's like, I appreciate y'all for giving us a break on something, but maybe we can call ourselves out.
Okay.
And that'll make it okay.
Yes.
So I made a group chat with my cousin, my sister, some friends, and I decided to ask them, what do you think makes a black girl or a black guy basic? And then I did a separate chat with one of my guy best friends and my cousin and asked them, where do you think guys have slipped up and become basic? I mean, I know where the kings and queens are cool. We know everything that's fresh fly and what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes, you know, you might catch yourself in a rut and become a little basic. So I'm going to introduce my special guest for today, my little sister. She's she's 24 and I'm 36. So we're going to get, you know, different perspectives, different generational ideas on basicness in the black community. And then, you know, Richard is a man. So we're going to get the man perspective
like
here.
Like a guidebook.
Little bit. So, to introduce you guys, my little sister, 24-year-old singer, artist, Twitch personality, Brianna, a.k.a. Bros Bud.
Hey, girl, hey.
Hey, girl, hey. That's our thing.
Happy to be here.
That's our thing.
So, well, glad you're here. Well, there, but here.
Yeah. So, Brianna is in Georgia right now.
Well, and she's here with us.
We're in Miami Beach, but she's here with us on FaceTime.
Yes.
She's gonna she's gonna add in her millennial sense.
Her 2 cents.
And I'm gonna put in, I don't know if you guys know this, but the earlier years of millennials are so different from the later years that they've created a different generation called the Zennials.
Swag.
Because you're generation X / a millennial. Swag. So you're a Zennial.
Swag.
Because putting me in the same generation as my 24-year-old sister does not make any sense to me. Like,
no, I hear you.
She grew up with the internet. I did not grow up with the internet.
Exactly.
That's a world and perspective changer. So, although chronologically we may be in the same generation, we are really not. So that's why we're going to get these different perspectives here.
So, but that's what divides us, the internet?
For the most part, there's a million other things. This is why the show is called The Runoff, because
we run off onto different subjects, and I'm going to stop you right there because Richie is trying to take me somewhere else. We are not going to discuss generation divides today, Richard. That is not what episode is about. But that is why the name of this show is called The Runoff, because that is what we do. We run off into all these other places.
Okay.
But I'm going to reel you back in, homie.
Okay.
We're going to get to these. So we're going to start off with the top 10 things that make a guy basic. A black guy basic. Let's get a little more specific. So for the first one, I'm going to say the first one. So for the first one, this is something we all know. We're just going to get it out the way.
Okay.
Right away.
All
right. The first one is the Burberry button-up. Man, you go to a baby shower, you be looking around for the baby daddy? You looking around, there go the Burberry button-up.
Exactly.
We know that a baby daddy right there.
You can find the meatballs, and you know you can find the Burberry button-up. Got to.
Yeah.
For real.
Especially when it's like oversized.
Nah, you can't do it oversized. You can't do it oversized. You can't borrow the button up.
You can't.
If you're gonna be basic enough to do the button up, at least have your own home.
Exactly.
Home. Now you know why. You know why they borrow it though, right? Because it's just for the baby shower. Let's be real. You just wear it for the baby shower. Just pass that shit around. That should be a gift for the father. That should be a gift to the dad. Like, the women get all these gifts for the baby, for herself.
Okay.
That's what you should get the baby daddy. Just be like, yo.
You know, you
grow. I know that baby shower coming up.
And guess what?
I know that baby shower coming up.
Something borrowed and something blue.
Something Burberry, too. You know? Sometimes it be like that. You just gotta just pass it around.
Exactly.
Okay, Brianna, you want to go to number two?
Yeah, I can definitely do number two. I am so tired of seeing, and I've seen this on celebrities too, and it's just like, when you get your tattoos, a lot of people just want to keep up with other people and try to take up space, but be original. If I see that only God can judge me, or the clouds with the rays coming through, with the prayer hands or something on your chest, I'm going to lose it. Can you please have some sort of originality?
Like, do not get a tattoo for the sake of just getting a tattoo. That's why you come up with the most unoriginal things. Get a tattoo because it means something to you.
Okay.
Get a tattoo because you're like, yo, like, this really speaks to me. Or this is a message that is my motto. It's true to me. It's true to who I am as a person. And, like, basically, like, how you wear your heart on your sleeve, right? That's why you would get a heart tattoo, because you wear your heart on your sleeve. Like, make it about you. Don't just get a tattoo for the sake of getting some ink just to look.
Literally.
That's
want to be Chris Brown so bad.
Just want to be Chris Brown so bad. Just want to be any NBA player so bad.
So bad.
Is it bad if you get, like a rap quote as a tattoo?
You want to know something? That might not even be bad if it applies to your life.
Okay.
But if you're just getting some Drake shit to look cool for the girls, That's not it, homie. That's not it.
Hot guy summer.
Oh, no. Oh, you worse than basic. That's not
it. You're battling something. I'm just kidding.
Who hurt you?
Whoa.
Who hurt you?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, I'm going to go.
You said prayer hands and...
Brat, what'd you say?
Prayer hands and... like, it doesn't have to be, like, a Bible scripture, because there are so many Bible scriptures, I don't think that we should, like, you know, say that.
No, I'm okay with Bible scriptures.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Now, everybody don't have to get John 3:16. There are so many other scriptures in the Bible to limit yourself.
So you're basic if you get John 3:16. That's the basic prayer.
I mean, if that was your mom's last word, God forbid.
You have to get it.
There are other ones. It's a really big book.
But that goes to what I was saying. Like, don't just get stuff for the sake of getting stuff. That's what's basic. Like, get all the tattoos you want. Get all the sleeves you want. I'm here for it. I like ink. But I'm just saying, like, make it special to you. Don't get that thing that you saw that was hot on somebody else. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
so number three. Okay, so number three, don't come for my neck, okay? Let me finish. Number three is not just designer belts, but making sure that I can see your designer belt.
Forcing it. A whole ass force. I literally saw a meme where it was a dude on the block in New York with his baggy jeans and his Tim's on, and he tucked his bubble coat into his pants.
Yo.
So you can see his Gucci belt.
You tucking a bubble coat, like, bro? Like, you tucking a bubble coat. That's...
It looked as ridiculous as it sounds.
That's the force of all the forces. Yeah. Like, that's...
Once you beat them all... You have to beat that one.
I feel like they have luck.
That is the final one.
That is the final force. Yes.
Thank you.
Now, is there a certain like belt that makes you? Does everybody?
No,
have
I mean
the,
we've all seen the Hermes and the Gucci. I get it. I'm not mad. It's cute or whatever.
Belly.
You flossing. We all like to floss a little bit.
What about like when they have the big the buckles? Is that a bad look?
Like the big H? Like the Hermes?
Yeah.
I mean, it's all it's all the same. Okay. I'm not mad at the belt. Okay? We're your designer. Let me tell you, there's a cute little Gucci belt I've been eyeing. I'm not mad at it, but I'm just saying... The force of like, do you see my belt? But can you see my belt? But one more time. Let me take this picture like this with my pelvis out so you can really see the belt.
And then when they tuck it in real, they don't care. That's all they're wearing with their belt. It's just
they tuck it just at the belt. They do like the French tuck where it's just tucked at the belt and all the rest of the shirt is out because it's like, highlight the belt.
Yes.
And then let's talk about how they got a belt but they still sagging. Like, what's the point of the belt?
That makes me... Let me tell you something. I, like I said...
As a female
perspective. I am a Zennial. I am not here for the baggy jeans. I am not... I will go up behind you and pull up your pants. I have done it before. I am not here for it. I will not talk to you. I will not give you my number. I will not associate with you if you have your butt out. I'm not here for it.
And what's so crazy is they don't even do the baggy jeans like that anymore, especially not like, you know, like
they got skinny baggy jeans.
Yeah.
Skinny baggy jeans.
Like they sag tight skinny jeans. And it's like you're really trying to appeal. So yeah. It's crazy.
Okay, after that, we have for number four, we have Team Traitors.
Yeah,
the bandwagon. If you was loving the Warriors all through their glory days, and all of a sudden, you're not checking for Curry no more.
Now you're back to being a Lakers fan.
Now you just want to love wherever LeBron is. You just want to love whoever's getting the trophy. Whoever's getting their rings, whoever's getting their...
If you're suddenly a Bucks fan...
Oh, yeah. You just want to follow the Greek freak... Or you want to just be a Giannis fan or a Kawhi Leonard fan or a LeBron fan. That's cool. But don't be like me so gung-ho for the Warriors. They never been to Cali a day in your life.
You don't even know where Golden State is.
I'm from Boston. I don't know what it's like to rep other teams. We just don't do that. We just have a different level of loyalty. And that's not even because our teams have been winning lately. Like, even when our teams were the worst, we still were diehards for our teams. We just got loyalty in our blood like that.
Yes.
So I'm not saying you necessarily have to be from a place, though, but just don't hate them once they start losing. Like, if you've been riding for that team, yo, you just got to ride it out. Like, we was riding for the Red Sox, and they didn't win a championship for, like, 86 years or something like that. Once Babe Ruth was gone, we didn't do nothing but lose. It was all downhill. And we was repping them hard.
Mm-hmm.
Hard.
And you know what Babe Ruth wins.
Like, fuck a Yankee. Hard. Losing every game. Fucking, like... So you cannot start hating your team after they're losing. We just don't work that way.
No, I don't know. And speaking of athleticism and working out, we can get on to the next one where some people think they're athletes, and they're basic as hell, because this is number five. You guys and your long-ass IG workout videos. And now they done messed up. They messed up because they gave you an IGTV, so you can go longer than 59 seconds.
Yeah, so and we're not talking about if you are a personal trainer and advertising your work, We are talking about if you just need to make it known to everybody.
Right.
That you work out.
Right. Even if you don't work out that much, when you go, you make sure you are recording it.
Yeah. And you know, if you got goals and you just want to post that it's leg day and you putting in the work, that's cool. But I'm talking about
every day.
I'm talking about every day. I can't get through my story on IG because you got like 42 posts in a row. Three of them is just the squats. It's not even like one is doing this and then in another one you doing lifts and then another one you doing lifts. It's like you doing squats and you just happen to put in every single one, like all 10 that you did. Like, edit that, bro. Like,
that's sad.
You don't have to put your whole workout on the IG story.
So. Right, or the like assisted presses. Like, it's okay. The assisted chin-ups. Like,
yeah, like, good for you. I'm proud of you. So workout.
You get it on the first post. You don't need anything. Yeah. You get the full workout.
You can show me. Post. You can do a good 4 or 5. Keep it moving, Holmes.
Yeah. When does it get too much? Like 10? Or like after 5, it's like, okay.
What would you say is too much?
After
Brianna?
Damn, 5 posts, that's already 2 minutes.
Honestly, like 15 seconds. To be honest, I just feel like there's a feature that's free. It comes with your phone. It's called your album. And you can just put them there. Now, if you're a part of a motivational
hashtag, Brianna said keep it on your story altogether. I don't need to see it.
Put it on your Facebook.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's what family. Your family cares more than we do. We don't care. I'm joking. If you're posting to be a motivation, awesome. If you're posting to show off, I know the difference. So we touched basketball, athleticism.
We're at number 6.
Yeah, and while we're still on the subject of these things, some of y'all don't even get out the house, to be basic. Some of y'all do this in the comfort of your own home while you yell at your TV.
Basicness in the house.
Basicness in the comfort. This is the quarantine basicness, but y'all been doing this. Yes. Okay? No, I know we're not talking about quarantine, but those of you who go way too hard on 2K and that My Park, and y'all be making your characters look like mumble rappers, I see you, Lil Yachty's. I see you, Lil Pumps. I see you with your pink dreads and your Only God Can Judge Me tattoos on your character. You didn't want to put it on your body, but you put it on your character's body. Be screaming in the mic, going all hard. You be watching what's his name? Flight on Twitch. I see y'all
with the mumble rap avatar.
I mean, it looked just like Lil Uzi. If Lil Uzi had all the colors at one time, like, I mean, if they had Gucci belts on 2K, I'm pretty sure that y'all would buy them with your real money.
Yeah,
make sure that your character could have it.
And Burberry button ups.
At the game. And then don't even be good.
Yeah.
Oh no!
I be seeing the girls, and the girls be beating the guys so bad. They be talking about them so bad. It's like, well, why'd you make your character look so fly if you was just gonna be that bad? So trash. I be like, you go, girl, female empowerment. Yes, like whoop his butt. Don't call him with his pink dress.
They spent too much time on the fashion and not enough time working on their skills.
Exactly, all them dumb tattoos, and then sometimes they'll just have a tattoo where the arm is just all black. It's just like all black. Talk about a sleeve, literally. It's just terrible. It's all that.
Okay.
Oh, and here we go. I hate to like. This is funny. It literally can pertain to the next basic thing on 7. Because Erica and I decided that number 7 would be the overuse of the word bruh. And if you want to hear the overuse of the word bruh, you can definitely watch people play 2K and you will hear it for sure.
I was going to say, if you want to hear too much bruh, I probably never say that word. And then when I started talking to you right in the beginning of this recording, if you just rewind to the beginning, I started saying bruh because I was talking to you and you saying bruh so much. I swear I never say bruh. But when I'm on the phone with my little sister, like I said, she's in Georgia. She's like just south of Atlanta. And when I'm on the phone with Brianna, that's like the only time you'll hear me be like, bruh. Bruh.
That's funny.
So, no, it's true. We say it so much here. Like,
so, yeah, bruh. Everybody says bruh in Atlanta. Like, everybody says bruh. Everybody's starting to say bruh in general.
Okay.
But I feel like it's like, yo, bruh, I was talking to this girl, bruh. It was crazy, bruh. Like,
you know what? You know what they say? You know how they say New Yorkers trade in their apple for a peach? Well, people from Brockton trade in their dog for a bruh.
That's fact.
That's all fact.
That's all fact. Everybody says bruh now.
Only say dog around my family.
But like I said, basicness isn't just doing these things, it's the overuse. So you could be like, you know, what you finna get into, bruh? That's fine. But it's like, bruh, I'm trying to go to the store, bruh. What you trying to do, bruh? You taking forever, bruh.
Bruh.
That's when you're too hard, bruh. It's just, you just go too hard on the bruh, bruh.
Bruh, you're really...
Chill, bruh.
Chill, bruh. You're going too hard, bruh.
Bruh, you're really wearing that Burberry button up?
You're wearing that Burberry button up again, bruh? You got five kids, bruh.
I told you, bruh.
And I can't stand when they put say in front of it. I say, bruh.
Like... Bruh, is that new Gucci belt?
Hey, bro, you gotta let me get that, bruh.
I got a hookup, bruh.
Bro, you need to wear that belt with that Burberry, bro.
Like, hey, bro, the Warriors, they look too good, bro. I'm gonna start fucking with them, bro.
Okay. Onto something that, like I said, it's not that what you're doing, it's that you're doing it too much. So, number 8.
Too much.
Is the shirtless selfie and the gray sweatpants. Bruh.
Listen.
Okay.
Innocent.
girls are guilty of the thirst trap, but y'all need to find another thirst trap.
Okay.
We get it. Gray sweatpants. It's nice.
You know what,
I mean,
though?
We do it for you.
You know what I'm saying?
Find another trap.
I mean, if we do it for, you know, I'm saying,
get
we,
creative,
but like, you know.
Though. Get creative.
You know, like, I like to think that we get pretty creative.
Okay,
you know?
Brianna, for a thirst trap, without gray sweatpants, what's something that you would like to see?
Help these brothers out, bro.
Help them out, bro.
You know what women love to see? Women love to see men being, like, if they are a father, we like to see men being fathers. If you are, like, driven in your career, women, I know it sounds old school, but still to this day, I actually watched a focus group on it. Women still like a man in uniform. That's like a thing that we always have. And always
yeah,
like.
That's fact. My ex had
a
uniform. I was here
all
for
day.
It.
You know, and it lets the girls know you got a job.
That's what I was about to say. That's what I was about to say.
You know what I mean? And you can't Photoshop a uniform, but you know what they do be Photoshopped, and I recently found out? Their junk and them gray sweatpants. Yes, the celebrities, like, they photoshopped Justin Bieber's junk, and it wasn't Justin Bieber's fault. Calvin Klein photoshopped
his
junk.
Yes, they do that.
Without his permission. And it was so embarrassing to him, because it's like, look at you, you tried to do this. It's like, I didn't do that, I'm not an editor, I'm a singer. Like, I'm Justin Bieber.
No,
like,
but spoiler alert for this week's Insecure, when Lawrence had the Comme des Garçons shirt with the khaki pants, and Kelly was like, look at Lawrence, stay looking like an employee. Because he had on a navy blue polo with khaki pants. And I was like, yo, let me tell you something. I like a uniform, because that's like, point number one, he got a job.
That was probably improv, too. Like, she probably...
Yo, I wouldn't be surprised if everything Kelly says is improv. She's so funny. So that's it. And besides gray sweatpants, you could do a uniform. Number 9 is, if you are hating on girls' lace fronts, but you steady rocking that Beijing black hair dye, like, we don't know the difference.
Uh-oh.
Fixing up your lineup with the black hair dye, like, okay. We don't know where your hairline is.
Yes.
But you want to talk about lace fronts?
Yes.
Like, come on. Basic.
So what's worse?
Basic.
As hell.
So what's worse? The hairline, the eyebrow, or the beard with the Beijing on it?
Oh, they do the eyebrows.
Oh, the eyebrow, bro.
Or they get the
I don't want you. Nah, don't touch your eyebrows. That's not for me.
Yeah, no. I ain't with that. Eyebrows are fine.
Yeah, I'm not with that. I'm not with that.
Don't touch your eyebrows.
You going too hard.
Okay.
Too hard on the butt. Too hard on the Bajan. Okay, so this is another thing that me and Brianna was saying, because when I hear Charlemagne the God say, he always say Beijing, like Beijing, China.
Right.
But
people pronounce it differently.
Yeah, but it's B-I-G-E-N. So is it Beijin?
Right.
Beijin? Yes. It looks like Beijin.
Yeah, it does. It does, but...
Whatever, y'all know what we mean. We talking about the black hair dye.
Exactly.
I'm not saying don't do the black hair dye. I don't have a problem with that. Yeah, sure. I dye my hair. I don't have a problem if you dye your hair. But I'm just saying, don't talk about the lace fronts when you doing your lineup with black hair dye.
You want a glass house.
We don't want to hear that.
Yeah, you want a glass house.
Yeah.
For sure. Mm-hmm. And another thing that we mentioned too, it's funny how they sometimes keep the white line. It's the equivalent of keeping the tag on your clothes. Like, we get it. You got a haircut. Wash it off. Like, you have a white line around your hairline. Oh, wow.
I feel like that might be a generational thing. I don't know if I've ever seen that. That's crazy.
Yeah, they keep the white line. I guess it's like, I just got me a haircut. It's like when girls walk around with the pedicure flip-flops. Like, okay, congratulations. Put on your real
shoes.
Your nails aren't even drying anymore. Like, you got gel.
Now you're just walking around with paper flip-flops. Like a weirdo.
Okay. But guys, though, yeah, the Beijing, please. You look crazy. Not all the time. But you look crazy when you talk about us when you got it.
So, I'm going to go into number 10, which is the overuse of the 100 emoji.
Mm. Bro.
Like, don't nobody keep it 100% of the time.
Oh, my gosh. And then when they came out with the 100 sweatpants, I was like, yo.
Like, we get it. You keep it real. You a real-ass dude. We get it. Everything is fact. That's cool.
Everything.
But is it all 100? Is everything 100?
Everything.
Is anything 95%? Yeah. Do you ever just not go that hard for something?
Even hand sanitizer is 99.99.
I know. Yeah, how you gonna go harder than the sanitizer? How you gonna go harder than Lysol, yo?
Like, thank you.
Wow.
I think they're better than Purell out here.
How? And then you're gonna do 100 a bunch of times. Like, how's it over 100?
You know what? And that's how I can always tell when somebody didn't actually listen to their friend's song. But listen to my friend and put the 100 in the fire emoji. It's like, you ain't even listen to it. That's your go-to emoji. Like, I know you didn't really listen to it. Or if it's like, when people post like long motivational stuff and they just put 100, it's like, I bet you ain't even read it. That's your show emoji.
Yeah.
This is what you like. Yeah,
but no, also, if you feel that strongly about it, that it's 100, like, elaborate. Don't just do a 100 emoji. Like, you're supposed to feel so great about it.
Like, yeah,
you all in. That's 100% facts. You going hard for it to give it a 100, but then you just put 100. You don't even say nothing about it.
What if
they get that? I feel like if you don't say nothing after it, you just feel 85%.
Wow.
That's right. We're going to dock you.
You'll feel 100.
We're going to dock you 15.
Yeah. if you really felt that, you would have said something after.
Like, elaborate, sir. We're not giving y'all a break.
Mm-hmm. So we've decided that we were supposed to tell you guys, so if you wasn't already, which I'm sure you were supposed to give yourself a point for every one of those that apply to yourself.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't be shy.
It's okay.
We can all admit.
Hey, you keep it 100. Yeah, keep it 100.
Keep it 100. Keep it 100, bro.
Keep it 100. Bro, keep it 100.
Keep it 100.
As 100 as that emoji you like to use on everything.
Yeah, you gotta be honest.
And probably gotta put it on a sweatshirt.
And next time when you see your fellow brother wearing a Burberry at the baby shower, talk to him. Maybe he needed somebody or give him this podcast.
You know what? Maybe his brother had 3 kids and was like, hey, I wore this 3 times already. It's yours.
Don't tell
me. He looks like, don't fix what ain't broken.
Burberry's button up, handy down.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude. Like, yo, I heard you had a kid, bruh. Here's this Burberry.
Yo, you handed down in your baby shower.
Make sure you do a French tuck with your Hermes belt for the baby shower, yo.
Don't forget to show your print.
Okay, so we're gonna run through these 1 through 10. One more time.
And give yourself a point.
And give yourself a point for everyone that applies to you. And then we're going to tell you where you fall.
Mm-hmm.
So number one, Burberry button-up. Number two, only God can judge me. Prayer hands. Sunlight through the clouds. Basic tattoos. Number three, making sure that we can all see your designer belt. Ain't nobody gonna miss it. Number four, team traders, bandwagoners. We don't like it. You know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Number five, the long ass IG stories about you working out every goddamn day. Number six, going too hard on the 2K in My Park avatars. It's not you. It's not you in your best life. It's just a game.
Just
work
a game.
On them skills.
Yeah.
Number seven, bruh. Stop saying bruh so much, bruh. You killing me, bruh. Too much bruh.
Come on, bruh.
Come on, bruh.
Chill, bruh.
Chill, bruh. Chill on the bruh, bruh. Number eight. Gray sweat pant selfie thirst traps. Try to say that 5 times fast. I can't. Put the gray sweat pants and the selfies. There's better thirst traps. Find them. Do them. They're out there. We will like them. Somebody might even slide in your DMs, but that thirst trap with the gray sweat pants is just too obvious. Number nine.
Force.
Hating on lace fronts when your hairline is from black hair dye. Don't
mm-hmm.
do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. And number 10, last but not least, too much use of the 100 emoji.
Wow. There you have it.
These are just the facts. These are just the facts.
What if he has, like,
everyone's guilty.
Only God can judge me tattoo with the 100 emoji next to it.
It's bad on bad. It's bad on bad. Now, if you followed along and you checked off your boxes, we're going to run down what you need to be called. Now, if you checked off 1 to 3 of these basic boxes, Maury says you are not a basic man.
Congratulations.
Congrats.
Woo! Yay!
Run around the set 2 times. If you checked off 4 to 6 of these basic boxes, you are party next door on your way to being Drake.
Sure is. Unfortunately, though, if you checked off 7 to 10 of these basic ass boxes, well, then you just a whole ass South Beach on Memorial Day weekend, luxury car renting, turning it into a clown car, money phone posting on IG, Future and Drake collab with a $5 feature. You couldn't even get Chris Brown on the song. I mean, even Tyler Perry was past you as the basic ass man. Get it together. Be original. I'm sorry.
You came wow. basic right there. That's just the king of the basics.
That'd be a nice long hashtag.
Yeah, what? Imagine it was an acronym.
Might just have to make it one. She called it. That's 10 boxes. I mean,
but hey, don't feel bad. We're about to go in on ourselves.
That's it right yes. there. And let me tell you, I'm probably 10 because. Yes. And this thing, I know I said it 36 times already, but it's not if you do these things. It's the overdoing. Brianna, you want to kick us off on the girls?
This first one. I mean, I've been seeing this since I would say middle school. No, unfortunately, middle school, and as inappropriate as it is, I've been seeing Victoria's Secret pink merchandise since the 8th grade. Now, which one of these girls was stealing their big sister's clothes? I'm not sure. I live in the South. We're very thick here. Pretty sure they could fit it. the Victoria's Secret pink merchandise, y'all. I remember I used to work
so
with somebody
overdone.
Who worked there part-time, so she got a discount. She's exempt. Now, y'all that just got so much of it.
Also, like, if you just constantly wearing the leggings and you never working out, you don't do yoga, you don't go to the gym, you're not doing squats, you just putting on these leggings that say pink down the leg, or across the booty.
Okay.
For why?
For why?
It's not even your favorite color.
And then be wearing the pink slides in the winter with socks. Girl, if you don't get your Ugg boots, you know you got some. Okay. You want to flip them, you got some.
Okay.
Was there an actual moment when that was not basic?
Like, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, Victoria's Secret was out and then Pink came out. And when it was new, it was cute. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I just feel like that also goes with the whole athleisure phase. It's like, okay, we get it. Like, yoga pants and, like, leggings are comfy, but they're not actual clothes. So you don't need to wear that every day. Like, every now and then, get dressed. Like, it's okay. It's cute. And I'm sure you can, like, make it super cute. But it's not actual clothes. Like,
exactly.
Every now and then, get dressed.
You've never been to yoga. Ever.
Ever again.
Ever.
Ain't never did a om. Ain't never did a child's pose.
Don't even know what namaste means.
Downward dog, what? You don't know. You don't know.
Now, the next one is, like earlier how we mentioned, we come from different perspectives as far as age group. But we also come from different perspectives as far as the fact that we live in two different places. And while they're so close, they are so different. So, Erica, I think you should go first with this second one, and then I'll follow up.
Okay. So, people, I think I had lived here for, like, maybe 4 years. And everyone was like, how have you never been to Wet Willy's? And I was like, because that's the most basic thing to do.
I thought we're saying chick.
Let me tell you something.
You let it out.
I don't like when people call me a bitch, and I am a womanist, so I don't call other women bitch. But that's a basic bitch ass thing to do. Fat Tuesdays and Wet Willies. But also, I mean, that also falls in the line of, like, that's some touristy thing to do, and I actually live here, so it's like, I'm not doing that. But right. No, that's some basic stuff. If you come to Miami Beach and the first thing you do is go to Ocean Drive and go to Wet Willies or Fat Tuesday, you basic. That's the most basic thing you could do. That's, like, in the basic handbook.
Literally. I remember I literally used to work with a girl, and this girl was so basic. When I tell you, I'm just real quick, I'm going to tell you, she was so basic that she showed me 2 Michael Kors bags and said, I'm going to buy these and then tell the bank that I didn't buy them so that I could have them, despite the fact that I can't afford them and I live with my parents and I have a child. Yeah, she was so basic that she was like, girl, you've been to Miami twice and you ain't never been to Wet Willy's? And I'm like, nah, my sister was there. I'll ask her about it. And Erica was like, nah, that's like basic as fuck.
I lived here legit for like 4 years before I ever went, because I was like, okay, well, now I lived here long enough that it's just like something to do. And if I have people in town, I know that people in town, if you live in a place, the touristy things are your basic things. But if you don't live here, it's like, I get it, you want to try it. But
right.
That's legit like the most don't do it on your first day, at least.
Right.
Don't do it.
Sure.
And don't make it an event. Be like, oh, we go into the beach and Ocean Drive is right there. What can we do on Ocean Drive while we're at the beach? But don't make it like, I'm going to Miami, I gotta go to Wet Willy's, I gotta go Fat Tuesday.
Exactly. Like, exactly. And when I came out there, the main thing I told you was, I live in Atlanta. So all I hear is Future, 2 Chainz, Migos, Young Thug. I want something different. And so she took me to places that were more diverse. Now, if you are from LA and you're from that hippie part of LA where it's just like art, like, you know, like diversity and, you know, vegan stuff, and you already get that pop vibe already, then yes, Wet Willy's might actually be diverse,
yeah.
and urban and yeah. Cool, but I'm all urban where I live.
But I feel like ratchet urban. Is as ratchet does, and I right. feel like it's always the people who have shit like that where they're from that want to come here and do more ratchet shit. It's like,
not me, not your girl.
If you were from, strange. You know what I'm saying? Like, if all you do is, like, hood rat things with your friends, don't come here and go straight to Wet Willy's. Like, do something right. else first.
Right. Like, come on.
Okay, like, so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but my turn.
Yeah. That Wet Willy's and Fat Tuesdays would be that basic thing in Miami. But what's right. that basic thing in Atlanta?
I'm going to talk to my peaches right now. Y'all know who you are, or y'all know who y'all make fun of. Now, the Cheesecake Factory, Benihana, Juicy Crab, and that Lenox Mall Shopping, y'all know who y'all are. It's just like, we're better than that. We're more than just Asian food and seafood. We can do better. We can do better.
There's
and
then
we
spend things, so guys. Much
money There's at a place things. That don't even like us. Lennox Mall don't want us there. Spend our money somewhere else. They don't want us there. But hey, they just want to do what they talk about in songs.
Mediterranean food is really good. Indian food is really good.
You know?
Check out some pad thai, you know?
Yeah, literally. Like, there's more than just that one type of Asian food that we are so accustomed to. There are different types of Asian food. Like, there's pho. People be calling it pho, but that's not how it's pronounced. Oh. I'm not basic. No, I'm just playing. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. But, yeah, like you said, pad thai. Like, there's so many different types of Asian food.
Broaden your horizons. Just... Don't be so basic.
But exactly. They're just, all they're doing is just following what rappers say. They just want to.
That's basic.
Literally.
Legit the definition
Two
of Chainz basic.
Two Chainz talked about Benihana.
When you can't be creative enough to think of something to do on your own that you need to listen to what other people tell you to do is the definition of basic.
Especially a rapper.
And that's where we're coming from. We're not coming for anybody, but like anything that we're naming, it's like Erica said, it's okay to do it as long as it's one, you're not forcing it, and two, you're not just doing it because you've seen somebody else do it or heard somebody else talk about doing
it. Yeah, do it because you like it. Yeah, maybe Benihana really is your favorite, but try something else, and you don't need to, and if you go in three times a week, you don't need to post every time you go.
Right, like, we get it, they do the trip with the volcano, with the fire, they throw the egg in the air, like, I get the hibachi tricks, I get it, like.
Okay, we went in on the basic food, but okay, hold on. I'm gonna go to number three.
Yeah, what are they wearing to these places?
So when they go to Benihana, they go to Wet Willie's Fat Tuesdays and Cheesecake, you know they rocking that bodycon from Fashion Nova.
You already know.
Number three is just Fashion Nova in general. Like,
oh, yeah.
Is everybody really sponsored?
Mm-mm, hell no. And what kills me, this is the most basic thing you can ever do. If you just like Fashion Nova, cool. But the same way that we said it's okay to do the Beijing if you don't bash girls with lace fronts, it's okay to wear Fashion Nova if you don't bash girls who wear rainbow. It's the same thing. You're not better.
It's the same gender,
the same warehouse, the same underpaid people that are making your clothes. Like, you're just as wrong. It's the same thing. You're just as cheap. They're charging you more, so you might actually be getting ripped off, honestly. I would feel better and be like, girl, I only paid X amount of money for mine and you paid more. So who's really taking the L here?
Because I feel like I was late to the party, but why and how did Fashion Nova take off?
I know. You want to? Do you know?
You can go with it.
I always thought that Fashion Nova, when it first came out, it was marketed towards curvy women who can't find jeans that fit both their waist and their butt.
Okay.
And as a curvy woman, I'm like, okay, this is going to fit my waist and my butt? Are you kidding me?
Yes.
Okay.
And I ended up not getting any Fashion Nova jeans, which I kind of regret because, you know, they are really comfortable, really stretchy, really good. They last a long time. But then it was like everybody was a Fashion Nova rep. And the main girls who were ambassadors were girls who didn't even have real bodies.
Fake bodies.
So it was kind of a slap in the face. Like, wait, I thought you represented, like, almost like body positivity. Like, it's okay to be curvy. Like, we got jeans just for you. It was like, what, Katie?
Well, I mean, that's what happens when you buy stuff for people who aren't here to actually promote black women, but use black women for promotion.
Mm. Literally.
That's really what Fashion Nova is. And I was like, it just became so basic to me that I wasn't going to do it. But then I saw this, like, crazy, I think my cousin sent me the, like, when you invite a friend and you get money off. And I was like, well, she's going to get money off. I'm helping her out. And then I can use this crazy good discount to finally try it for the first time.
Exactly.
And I'll never fucking do that shit again.
Oh, man.
Never again. The sizing was way off. One of the dresses I bought, the zipper didn't even work. The other dress was so falsely advertised, the slit showed my poom-poom. It was out. I was like, you can't even wear this out. Like, even not even to be a hoe ass chick. Like, you can't just you can't just walk around with this. Okay. I'm sorry, I'm looking at my little sister's face and she has me dying. But you can't just walk around with your poom poom out. Like, it's, I can't even use it as like a bathing suit cover up because it's like that club material where it looks like a nice dress.
Oh,
but the slit's so high, it's just like poop-poops out for the world to see. I was like, what is this? Like, you can't wear this. No one can wear this.
Okay, okay.
Right.
But, and I was like, well, maybe that's because, like, the sizing's off. So I had one of my friends try it on. She's, like, super tiny. She's, like, 4'11", like, 110 pounds wet. And I had her try it on. She almost had poom-poom to the wind. I was like, well, what you could do is just put on, like, a matching panty so it looks on purpose. You know, like, when some girls are tiny enough to get away with it?
Yeah.
Like, it probably won't show, but I was like, if it does, it'll look like that kind of dress where the panty is on underneath it.
Yep.
So, yeah, I gave it to her for her birthday or whatever because it looked super cute on her. It was, like, this hot pink. But I was like, I'll never do that again. First off, everything that Fashion Nova is known for, but that's us being on the runoff, running off, getting off topic. But, yeah. Just too much Fashion Nova.
Too much.
Like, you could do it. It looks cute, whatever. But, like, you, when you look like you doing whole hauls on your Instagram and ain't nobody sponsoring you, just chill out.
Literally.
It's like the leggings. There's other clothes besides bodycons. Wear something else. I ain't gonna lie. I used to work this cute little bikini store. I used to rock a bodycon hard. Hard. Okay? And if it wasn't for my pot belly, I might still be rocking it just as hard.
You crazy.
But let me tell you something. I ain't got enough Spanx to do that. So, I can't rock it like that no more. But
so, yeah, like you said, like, don't do it too much. Like I said, don't be bashing girls that wear the exact same thing from a different company, the same vendor. And then last but not least, which you're not going to do, is act like you care so much about these designers, but you're wearing Fashion Nova's ripoff, and they're not crediting
exactly.
The designers.
Not even, yep. Right there.
That's so messed up.
But like I said, I can't really rock the bodycon no more because I got the pot belly, and that takes me to number 4. We got on the guys with their long ass IG stories, so we're gonna have to talk to the girls too. You do not have to post a selfie every time you are wearing your waist trainer. Get your workout on, girl. Do your squats. Do your abs. I'm proud of you.
Literally.
Work it out.
Go.
But I do not need to see a selfie in your waist trainer every single time you put it on.
Thank you. And honestly,
that's a basic selfie.
It's basic as hell.
A basic selfie.
especially if you find yourself.
You're not basic for wearing it. I rock mine hard. I'd be wearing it to work for like 14 hours. But
but it's just crazy because they're at the gym with it on trying to do ab workouts. You're not even supposed to do ab workouts with a waist trainer on. You wear a waist trainer to sweat. But you cannot exhale the way you're supposed to. You can't do crunches. You can't do all the good exercises. You could probably plank just straight out. But if you caught yourself trying to do a crunch with a waist trainer on, you ain't going to get no results. You just going to sweat out water weight.
That's not how it's done.
You know, it's right. Like, you play with the trainer. Watch the trainer and tell you the truth.
And let me tell you, I love my waist trainer. I just wear it under my clothes.
Exactly. Wearing them on top of your clothes, period, is not a good look.
I think that, yeah, that's not a good look. They do have the ones that you can, like, put on outside of your clothes that you can work out in to sweat and all that. But walking around with it all the time, just not.
No.
That's basic.
Mm.
That's basic.
Yeah, exactly.
Not that you're wearing it, but that you're rocking it all the time and doing selfies in it.
And on top of your clothes.
Yes.
Like, you got a tank top between your skin and your waist trainer. Now, how is that going to help you sweat? It doesn't make sense. Like, it's supposed to go, like, a bra, a waist trainer, and leggings to the grocery store.
Yeah, you no, don't
have
do
on
that.
A bra and leggings.
Don't do that. Maybe
put
don't.
A shirt over your bra and waist trainer.
Yeah.
It sounds like common sense, but
no, I've seen it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Common sense is not that
but
common.
This is why you guys are doing this, so you can help them.
Yeah.
We're gonna help them.
Number five. Okay, so when we were doing this list of basic, it was hard to not go into ghetto and ratchet and like hood rat things.
There's a thin line between.
Because sometimes ratchet things can be real basic. So, this is kind of walking that ghetto basic line.
Yeah, definitely.
But for number 5, I'm just going to say fake designer. fit design or anything.
Yeah, literally. And it's funny because we were thinking of like all the placements, like the a nationwide word for it. And it's like in Atlanta, it's the discount mall. In LA, it's like the swap meet. Certain places, the flea market. Like
Canal Street.
Yeah. It's like
Boston's like Chinatown.
Right. It's like wherever it is for you, just calm down.
Yes, no, it's like, okay, so this is why I said fake designer is basic, because we were talking about not being creative. Not being creative and just doing things for the sake of other people doing it, right? That's basic to me. Just doing things for the sake. If you can't afford it, don't do it.
Literally.
You can't do it. If you can't afford it, you can't do it. There's nothing wrong with that. I work in a place where people have a lot of money. And sometimes they can have head-to-toe designer and look like trash. Like trash. Because they don't know how to put anything together. They just walk into an expensive store and go, that's pretty, and they buy it, and they put it all on together. You don't have to rock designer if you can't afford it. Just make other stuff look cute.
Exactly.
You can go anywhere and make stuff look cute. You don't have to be rich to make stuff look cute. So I feel like fake designer is basic because you're just doing what other people told you looks good and what other people told you is hot instead of actually being creative and coming up with a look that looks good for you. So that's why fake designer is basic for me, because you're not even being creative.
And it doesn't even make sense half the time. Like, how you on the bus with an Hermes belt? That doesn't mean you could have bought a car if that was real. Like, how are you at the bus stop with, like, what is supposed to be $1,200 Chanel glasses on? If those are real, you wouldn't be at the bus stop. Unless you're in New York, where everybody rides the bus.
And I'm not even going to sit here and pretend like I never have. I used to have, way back in the day, I had a boyfriend who was boosting stuff and who was selling all sorts of weird shit in New York. And he used to come back with Dior sunglasses for me, and I'd be like, oh, okay. And I wore them because they were cute, but they was fake. And I was, like, not really proud of it. And he bought me a Prada bag, and I was just like, oh, yeah, cute. And I would, like, always wear it when I was with him.
I caught the
hand. And I was like, I am poor. Like, this is so obviously a fake bag.
Oh, yeah. No, I had a relative who was in the entertainment industry who would buy a lot of, like, fake Louis bags. Fake, you know, like, Louis belts and, you know, fake True Religion stuff. And, like, handing them down to me. And I'm like, cool. I'm going to go to school with this. And I'm going to get clowned. And we wore the same size shoes. And at first I thought it was cool, and then when I was like, nah, that's obvious to make. Like, yeah. Louis leather doesn't shed like that. And so this day it's like,
still living in Boston, and my mom and stepdad took Brianna to Georgia away from me, so I wasn't there to help her with these things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's literally what it is. And then a lot of times, too, like, just my last thing to say on my end is that certain places that I go to, because I will go to these certain type of malls because, you know, they're, like, authentic, like, African things there, like their oils, and I'm Cape Verdean. Sometimes they'll have Cape Verdean stuff. I'm like, oh, they got Cape Verdean flags. Like, that's dope. They be having, like, shea butter and stuff, and I used to go there for that, and, like, I had a friend who had a booth in there chewing me clothes. But I said all that to say, because I don't want y'all thinking I'd just be in there buying fake, you know, designer. I'm over here talking about people. But I I say that to say that I'll be in there and I'll see these things, and they want, so sometimes they want a decent amount of money for them. And I'm like, well, for this money, if they saved up, they could actually get the real thing. It just wouldn't be like the most flamboyant, boisterous, stoned out version. Would be a bust down, but it would be like a Michael Kors, like, skinny, like, you know, watch, or like, you know, so, like a tote bag instead of,
no, like, I hear you, like, sometimes when they're good fakes, it's like you're spending $350 on a fake Gucci bag when you could have spent $350 on just like something that a black designer made that's actually from them, and it's authentic, and you can give money to like somebody in the black community and spend $350 on a real leather bag from a great designer that you should support, instead of spending $350 on something fake that somebody told you was hot.
Yeah. You might as well just wear fashion over.
Yeah. I mean, basically. And on that note, we're going to go to number 6. Now,
yeah, number six is what the people who wear this stuff call themselves.
You ain't never lie. So number six, I will say to you, again, this is the overuse, but I will say to you, if you are pretty, someone's going to tell you that you are pretty.
Exactly.
If you are fly, someone's going to be false. Like, girl, you really know how to put an outfit together. You fly as hell. And right? Be like, okay, polka dots.
You sound like you
that was the weirdest thing I was ever knowing.
Okay.
But if you are hashtag bad bitch, you don't have to call yourself that all the time if other people think it.
Yeah. Leave that to Nicki Minaj and Cardi B. Please, thanks. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, enough people call them bad bitches that they are allowed to put hashtag bad bitch under their picture. If no one has ever called you a bad bitch, do not put hashtag bad bitch under your picture. If you are wearing fake designer, do not put hashtag bad bitch under your picture.
If you're not sponsored by Fashion Nova,
do not put bad bitch.
Fashion Nova.
Fashion
Nova.
Oh my god.
Fashion Nova. Hashtag Fashion Nova. Bad bitch.
No, if you're wearing Fashion Nova and you look like a bad bitch and you post it and you put hashtag bad bitch, guess what? You might be on one that day. Self-esteem is on 10. You popping? Do it.
Yes.
But you don't need to post it under every single picture. If you wearing your pink with your fake Gucci slides, don't put bad bitch under that picture. Don't do that. That's not a bad bitch.
Exactly.
You can't just decide that your whole aesthetic and personality is bad bitch and decide that that is you every day.
Right. And can we stop putting that in our names, like, on social media? Like, your name.
Like, Brianna, bad bitch.
Like, underscore, like, that's corny, please. Like, I don't care if you overuse it or not. Don't do it at all. Like, that's gonna get tired. That's gonna get old. And then you have to change your name.
Yeah.
Don't get it tattooed on you either. Please.
I don't want to say the B word, but
we talk about bad bitch, so you can say bad bitch, because we talk about it.
Is bad bitch, like, the same as, like,
a dude call himself a savage?
No, I was going for, like, boss bitch and bad bitch. Do you have to say you're a boss bitch, too?
They're two different things.
But it's like...
But, yeah, that applies, too.
There we go, that's the word I was looking
the
for.
The thing is just, like, yeah... The overuse of these hashtags, like, you can't just be calling yourself a boss-ass bitch and you unemployed. You can't call yourself a boss-ass bitch if you don't have custody of your children. That's not boss moves.
Yes.
You not can't... Boss at all.
No.
But even if you're a boss bitch, you don't need to tell people you're a boss bitch.
If you're a boss bitch, I recognize that.
I salute you.
I recognize. I see your post. I see you going to work.
You don't got a hashtag
yet. No, I see you. I did your little vacation. You know,
I probably still owned your business.
I saw, like, you know, that the hair wasn't stiff when you flipped it. Okay, bad bitch. You know what I'm saying? if bad bitch is your aesthetic, I can see it. I can see it. You don't have to tell me all the time. I can see it.
Yeah. Now, one of the things that self-proclaimed bad bitches like to do, and we're gonna move on.
I had to drink some of my water. This is sweaty.
Bad bitches sometimes like to feel like, you know, they shouldn't have to earn their money. Or maybe they do. But sometimes they want to be saved. And they want to trap somebody. Specifically a basketball player. A lot of times, and Drake has even said this in one of his songs. He quoted it. If you are at the All-Star Weekend game and you're not into basketball, you don't even care what's going on, and you try to get floor seats to be seen, like, you wore heels. You got on your best Fashion Nova, your best designer, real or fake, and you at that All-Star Weekend game, you know who you are. You basic.
If a girl's trip to All-Star Weekend is your dream vacation.
Your dream.
You basic.
Yeah.
So it makes you basic because you're not into basketball.
Because
but if
you're
you
not
are,
into basketball, okay. And that is your aspirational
and you're just trying
trip.
To trap You're just trying to trap one of them poor, hardworking men that actually earn their money.
That's basic. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. In my 20s, I was like, ooh, girl, that'd be fun. Yeah. We're going to see all the ballers. Not to trap. I don't think I was ever like that. But I was like, we're going to see all the ballers. They're going to be fine as hell. We're going to wear all our little cute outfits. But I also love basketball, so
it's different.
I do love basketball.
It's only basic if you're not into basketball.
So does this apply to only basketball? Is there like Super Bowl weekend?
Oh yeah, all of it.
All of it.
All of it. All of it. I said All Star weekend because we talk about black girls and basicness.
Okay.
And
that's okay.
Like known in the culture that girls be trying to get dressed up in their designer and Fashion Nova fits to go trap a baller, like.
Literally.
Point blank, period.
You know, some like show up to the draft.
Yeah, yeah.
All that. All that.
Yeah. And when Drake had quoted on that one song, that bounced that shit, like, whoa.
Yeah.
In the beginning, he was like, if your girl is at the season opening game.
Yes.
Like, he got floor seats and she ain't even in the basketball. She cheating on you, dog. Yeah. I was like, oh.
And in that same song, he mentions Cheesecake Factory.
Thank you. And guess what she stole the keys to the designer luxury whip, the foreigner.
Drake is king of the basics.
Oh, we're going to get there. We're going to get there.
King basics. But on that note, we're going to take it. See, we called out the guys, so we're going to call out the girls, too. Number 8.
Yeah,
we did call it. Tattoos in other languages that you don't understand.
Literally.
Because you don't know what that Chinese tattoo really means.
You don't know what the Arabic means.
But of course I do. It means faith.
You know exactly. You don't know.
Meanwhile, it means fried chicken. Because you black and they got jokes.
And there are YouTube videos where Arabic and Asian people translate other people's tattoos. Yeah. They're like, that means goodbye, don't come back.
Yes, I've seen that video. Yeah, I think, I don't want to make stuff up, but I think somebody's meant like water or something like that. They thought it meant like faith or something. I don't remember. I don't, but I know I saw that video and I was like, see, you can't. No, that's no good.
No, it was one of them where it was like the word was word, or it was like the tattoo was tattoo. It was something like
yes,
that.
Yes, that's what I was gonna say. It was like I think it was word.
That's crazy.
The tattoo was like word.
Like you're gonna get
because you know what they probably said. I want a word in Chinese, and they just gave them word in Chinese.
Yeah, but before you put ink on your body, you should just research. Google. You have a smartphone.
Thank you. For real,
literally,
basic and chick don't do that.
Bro. You know what I mean?
Basic it's chick, like, and they want
to and they make sure that they have an iPhone, and they don't even know anything about technology.
Make sure they have what?
An iPhone, and it's like. That's probably an honorable mention, but anyway.
Yes.
No.
But I'm gonna go into number 9, and
wait. Oh. I wanted to say another thing for 8. Another thing for 8 is a thin line between basics and ratchet. But getting hieroglyphic symbols and you don't know what they mean or shit about them is not only basic, but it's also ignorant. But a lot of basic bitches do it too. Like, they get, like, hieroglyphic symbols, or even sometimes Native American symbols.
Yeah. There's also a fine line between appreciation and appropriation.
Thank you.
Which is for another day as well. But, yeah. I feel you.
Just had to touch on that. Just real quick. Like, what are alts even? What were they used for?
Yeah.
Do you even meditate?
Yeah. Like, you even know. Or are you just like, it's from Africa and it's cute, so I'm a rocket.
Right. Like, girl, that was a tuning frequency tool. You wouldn't even know that about that. You got a tuna fork on your torso. You don't even have a tuna fork. I'm dead.
Okay, right. I'm going to move on to number 9. Number 9. And
oh my gosh.
I'm guilty. Sometimes in my text messages. Okay, number 9 is first off saying period way too much, but also putting a T on the end.
Oh, yeah. Like, just like how the guys say, bruh, the girls, they say,
too much. If you're done with your sentence, you can just, like, type the period.
You know what I mean? Like, I get it.
I mean, like, I guess when I say period and I'm talking, is different than when you type period. Because, like, that's redundant. Yeah. That's when it starts to get basic. Because like I said, basic is the overuse.
Wait, wait. You literally type out period?
The word period. Like, wow. That's it, period. And then a period.
Now, Richie, I know you know about the city girls. I know you know about the city girls, Richie. Period. They'd be like, and that's that on that. Period. Like, wait, no, that on that means period.
Yeah, that on that means period. Okay. That means that's it. And is then it, you go say period.
And then you'll say, and that's it, period. Like, no, that's it, is that
okay. Yeah, that's it, is the period.
Do you write it sometimes in, like, all caps? Yes. Does that make it more...
With a T on the
end. Absolutely. It's best in all caps, with a T. Yeah. That's when it's best. Especially in the form of a GIF with both of the city girls. That's... I mean, if I'm going to use it, I'm going to go all in. We're going to talk about the ones that we're guilty of. Because this time, we have to make sure we tally our own. Because when it first was said, I did use it a lot. Not anymore. Yeah. You know, JT done went to jail and got out. It's been years now, you know. We don't really say it that much anymore. We don't need to keep saying it. But at one point, I probably did say it, not a lot, but like for my own comfortability, too much for me to be okay with, because I know better.
Yeah, and it's like everything old is new again. Like, I think back in the day, I used to say period. Like, yeah, that's it, period. Like,
mm-hmm.
That's all I'm doing, period. Yes. Like, we used to say that all the time. But exactly. Then it comes back, and then people say it to death, and that's mm-hmm. when it goes away again. It's the overuse. Oh, yeah.
Too much, period.
Okay, so me and Brianna went back and forth on number 10 a little bit, because we had a few. She had a final one for 10, and I had a final one for 10. And we were like, which one should we say? So we decided on this one. Number 10. If right now, in your house, in your car,
in your head,
in your bathroom, in your closet, in your drawer, on your head, if you got a wet and wavy hair right now, anywhere in your premises, because I got a ponytail hanging in my bathroom right now.
Right.
If you got wet and wavy in your house,
right now,
you might just be a little basic.
You just might.
Just a little bit.
I mean, maybe a lot of it.
Maybe a lot of it.
I'm going to have to do 2 points for this one, and I'm going to tell you why.
You get a bonus point.
Because when I used to work at a bundle boutique, there were girls, preferably the one that I told y'all about, the Michael Kors story, that was real basic, with the wet and willy story, that basic girl. She was like, girl, before you leave, you gotta get as much hair as you can. All she used to do was buy hair. I'm not like that. I don't like to take advantage of my job. But before I left, it was my birthday. My boyfriend asked me what I wanted, and I got 6 bundles of 26 inch natural wave Brazilian, and I went right to Miami.
I'm so basic, I'm not even mad at you. I'm not even mad.
Basic as fuck.
I was like, that's the come up. That's how basic I am.
6 bundles, bro. I was like, what the fuck am I doing?
It looks so good, though. It looks so good.
Thank you, girl. Thank you. I can't.
All 6 bundles.
She's like, then I came to Miami.
6
bundles. Went straight to Wet Willies.
Hell no, I didn't take her to Wet Willies. Hell no, I didn't take her to Wet Willies.
That would have been too much. Like, they would have saw my hair and been like, you're home. They're like, we've been waiting for you.
You don't look like a tourist.
With her bodycon dress. Like, what?
Didn't I know? Didn't I have one? Like, I'm pretty sure.
Let me tell you, I was rocking the bodycon too. So we was there. We was basic. We was basic sisters.
Okay, listen. Okay. All right, now we gotta do this point system. You got it. Same sequence.
I'll do the first one.
Yeah. Same
okay.
Sequence.
So, like I said, for the guys, you were supposed to be giving yourself a point for every single one of those we named. So I'm gonna run back through them one more time, just to make sure y'all all got them. So for number 1 was pink merchandise, basically, of any kind, just the overuse, just like you just rocking it way too much. You're not going out. You're not doing yoga or nothing like that. You just want to wear it every day. 2, based on your demographics, Cheesecake Factory, Benihana, Wet Willy, Fat Tuesday, basic spots, Grow your palate, boo. Grow your palate.
Eat crab legs too.
Number three. Oh yeah. Number three. Fashion Nova. Period. We don't even. I can't even talk. We don't need to say no more. Just Fashion Nova. Number four. Waist trainer selfies. Just okay. You cute. We got it. Your waist is tiny. Get it, girl.
Congratulations.
We got it. Number five. Fake designers. Mm-hmm. Number six, the overuse of hashtag bad bitch. Number seven, All Star Weekend. Just y'all don't even watch basketball. Come on, girl. Number eight, tattoos with languages you don't understand. Number nine, overuse of the word period and put a T on the end. And 10, the wet and baby.
You already know about that wet and baby.
We all love it. We all know it.
It's the best of both worlds.
It's so easy.
Easily, and it's not boring.
Let me tell you, I gotta go to work bright and early in the morning. I slap that ponytail on real quick.
And it's not as much maintenance as curly. It's perfect. Just so. Are you even? Yeah, you basic. No, you still basic, but it's not bad.
And the basic girl in me is in heaven when I slap that pony on. Okay. Listen. So if you got 1 to 3 basic points,
that's me.
I think you got more than that, girl. If you got 1 to 3 points, you stop saying fleek before the rest of us so you can slide on the basic. We're not gonna call you basic today. Brianna, you want to say 4 through 6?
Hey, look, if you got 4 through 6, then you the Avon lady for Fenty, but Riri still has not sponsored you. She probably won't.
She might never, but you got that full Fenty beat every day. Get them, girl.
Keep on up with the culture. It's
get
cool.
Them, girl.
We're glad. But if you got 7 through 10, unfortunately, you are forever 21 shopping. Stiletto nail wearing wannabe Drake's baby mama so bad. Black China replica. And you need to go get some crab legs. Just go. Fulfill it.
Just get ready for your mukbang video. You basic, girl.
Okay,
you basic.
Just own it. It's okay.
I mean, I'm probably that last one because I think I got a bunch of these.
Oh, wow.
JK, no. I've never owned anything pink in my life.
Me either.
And I only did Fashion Nova that one time. I ain't never took a waist trainer selfie. I wear mine hard, but I don't take no selfies in it.
Well, you skipped number 2.
You never been to Wet Willie's?
No. I wasn't like going through the list. I was just saying I can't be the last one because there's too many of these. I never went to All Star Weekend or even tried. Like,
would you like to go?
I rock my wet and wavy hard though. That ponytail is my life.
And I did.
It's a lifesaver. I get up for work at 6 o'clock in the morning. You best believe I'm slapping a ponytail on.
Listen.
Best believe.
And I don't have any tattoos, so. Luckily, I didn't get that tattoo one.
Okay, so I hope we didn't offend anybody.
Yeah,
I hope you guys aren't that sensitive. I just feel like with the ratchets and the ghettos and all that other stuff, it's like we don't need to be all that. We can just be basic sometimes too. And I prefer us to call ourselves out on our stuff than have other people call us out.
Yep.
And if they're going to do it, let us do it first so we can laugh about it and have fun with it.
Yeah.
You know, we over here making fun of the girls with the pumpkin spice and the Ugg boots and the North Face. You know, we can make fun of ourselves too. And it applies to everyone, so don't lie. You know, at least you've done at least one of these. You know, it applies to everybody. So I hope everybody had a good time. I know me and my little sister had a good time and Richie had a good time laughing at us being fools because this is how we are when we're together.
Literally.
You're probably going to hear another podcast and be like, why is she wild and crazy like last time? Me and my little sister bring out the craziness in each other. We're a mess together.
Literally.
Thank you for coming, Brianna.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. And be sure to check me out on Twitch. I stream on Twitch. My name is Brosebud. So that's BROSEBUD. And that's my name on Instagram, too. And you can find links to my music on all my platforms.
Your
platforms.
And y'all better listen because she's amazing. Okay. Baby sis can sing.
There we go.
But thank you guys for listening. Thank you, Brianna, for coming. And I hope you guys have the greatest day.
Greatest day.
Don't make it basic.